The Low Impact Lowdown, brought to you by CDP. The Carbon Action Report. Why companies need carbon reduction targets, the key to a low carbon economy. In this report, we will discuss the results of the 2014 CDP Carbon Action Report and investigate how big companies are setting targets to achieve low carbon emissions. We will discuss the investor and company perspective and suggest how both companies and investors can take further action to prepare for a carbon-constrained future. What is Carbon Action? CDP Carbon Action is an initiative backed by 254 investors asking big companies to commit to three specific actions in reducing carbon emissions. These are set targets, reduce emissions, and generate a return on investment. Taking aim, setting targets and achieving them. There was an increase in the number of companies targeted in this report, totaling 322. However, the number of companies reporting emissions reduction projects did not significantly increase. For those companies that responded, emissions fell by 8%. However, investments in such projects increased by over twice that. Targets should be set to reduce intensity and to reduce the absolute emissions. Just under half of those that responded set absolute targets. However, overall emissions were only reduced by 1%. Over half adopted intensity targets. However, emissions fell annually by only 3% in those cases. A significant scaling up of activity is required. 21% of respondents set neither intensity nor absolute targets. There was an upward trend in the number of companies putting emissions reduction targets in place, with 227 of responding companies doing so. This is encouraging, yet these targets are not translating into real reductions. Targets are not ambitious enough, and the number of emissions reduction projects actually plateaued in 2014. Heavily emitting companies need to be more ambitious to meet reductions targets. We believe they can do this by focusing on setting absolute targets. There is a chance that intensity targets can be met whilst absolute targets are not. Companies need to focus on an energy management protocol that aims to continuously reduce CO2 emissions. The investor's perspective. As global resource demand continues and resource constraints increase, the investment case for resource efficiency becomes more important than ever. Impacts, who manage over $4.5 billion of assets globally, have identified a diverse set of subsectors that are set to benefit as resources become scarcer. The relationship between resource supply and consumption can be described through four main drivers of change: rapidly growing demand for resources, expensive resource supply, inadequate infrastructure, and environmental constraints. As investors found during the economic crisis, many systemic risks, such as the collapse of the housing market, are slow building and can be hard to protect against. Resource efficiency, such as good water infrastructure or suitable forestry management, can provide protection against many emerging environmental risks. Policy. Policy and legislation can also be a concern for investors. Climate change regulations on fossil fuel companies, such as charges and limitations on emissions, can result in underperforming energy stocks and significant losses. A portfolio of renewable energy stocks offers the investor a counterweight to this risk. Technology. Investment in energy-efficient technology has proven to be a wise choice. For example, the LED light bulb market is expected to rise from 15% to 45% in 2016, eventually replacing conventional lighting. It is important that investors understand which technologies can provide the best return, and understanding the existing markets is important to making a good investment. Over the last decade, the number of resource efficiency stocks on the FTSE 100 has increased rapidly. Currently, there are 1,500 stocks worth approximately $4 trillion. Companies in this sector have a high growth potential and even higher revenue. At present, these stocks are often not understood and can be mispriced. This can provide a lucrative opportunity for asset managers. The company perspective. For companies, investment in efficiency technologies for the carbon-constrained future can deliver great benefits. FCA is a global automotive company that understands the need for carbon action and works with CDP closely to refine targets, record performance, and identify new opportunities. It is the seventh largest automaker in the world, and in 2013 they invested €3.6 billion in research and development of new products for the global market. They have addressed climate change by reducing CO2 emissions, most notably by adapting the production process to be more environmentally conscious. Much of this has been achieved by FCA adopting world-class management, which focuses on introducing technologies that consume less whilst also employing the energy solutions with reduced environmental impact. In 2013, 2,400 WCM projects were initiated, resulting in 180,000 fewer tons of CO2 and savings of €62 million. Further action. We invite more investors to sign up to the CDP Carbon Action and encourage more companies to improve their position of energy efficient practice in the coming future. Our signatories benefit from corporate energy data and analysis, and we aim to help improve portfolio risk management. Carbon Action helps companies produce positive returns through carbon reduction and carbon efficiency. We want to invite high-emitting companies to come on board with Carbon Action in order to reduce the climate risks from portfolios and emphasise the benefits of emissions reduction and emissions-efficient projects. We aim to engage further with those companies that did not respond, as well as those companies that did not set climate targets. The Low Impact Lowdown, brought to you by CDP.